wherever the Issa Tumah that you're not allowed to eat it when you're Tameh, the same thing applies to the Issa Meiser also. So everyone's a Svara that the Psul Meiser is also Chal on the Matir himself, on the Kaimitz. Even though you do not need anything to matter it, it itself is the matter for something else, it is for to say that the Issa Meiser should be learned out. The Shnei Chilulim, that Psul Meiser and Psul Tumah. Just like we had before, Psul Tumah applies even to things that are not matter. It doesn't have a matter itself, just it itself is a matter. So who are the Meiser also applies. Therefore, on the Kaimitz and the Minchas Kanim, Havada will be an Issa Tidur when you come, and Odinim is left over, there'll be an Issa Meiser. The only thing that's not Chal on those things is only the Psul Pigul. Pigul is only Chal upon the meat, that there is a matter to the meat. The meat is Rikas Adam to be matter. If you have something that's matter it, then what becomes Hutter, and that is Chal Pigul. Penach Nami, Tumah, and Meiser is different. That's his last limud. Rashi says this part itself got me tumah, and we dash in mishnei chilulim that one goes on meisah, one goes on tumah. Therefore, we learn out meisah from tumah. All right, we'll stop here. He erupted that nem vav amaral on top, but the Gemara says the mishnah chutz min adam that by dam if you have dam of a korban you left it over. So there's no issa meisah. If you eat dam, you eat his dam, you're not chayiv twice, one mishum dam and once mishum meisah. There's only an issa dam, the same thing with shemukas tumah. Even though you're tumah and eat a dam, you're not chayiv mishum tumah. There's only an issa dam. So Mark says, we know animili, how do we know this, that there's no issa meisah chal upon the dam? Or if you're tumah, there's no issa to eat the dam, but there is tumah. So Ula says, Omakwa, there's a prophet that says, Rani Nosat of Lechem, that I'm giving you now the dam. And Rashi explains, really, this pasuk, this Rosh Avula, is real negate Hilchas Mila. So we say also the parasha by Mila does not apply to dam. If you have Hanor from the dam of the Korban, you're not over the Issa Mila. So over there explains, how do we know this from? The pasuk says, Rani Nosat of Lechem, that I'm giving you dam for you, means Shalachem Yehei. The dam should be for you, means it doesn't have a kedusha on it. But there's no issa mila if you have hanor from dam. That's one drasha. Who since the else negate to us? The very Rabbi Shmuel learns, Omakwa, the pasuk says, lechaper, that dam is given for the purpose of kapara. That means lechapara nesativ, pulele mila. Another way, how do we know there's no issa mila if you have hanor from dam? Because the pasuk says, lechaper, that dam is given to forgiveness, for kapara. That's not given for the Issa Mila. Rabbi Yechon Nomar Omakon Apostle says, Who lefnei kapora kalacha kapora? The Adam always stays in the same status. Rashi says, Who means domoi benafshei? Who? The Yosan Yehei. That the din of Dam always stays the same way, it doesn't change. The same way it is before Zrika, it has the same malach like Acha Zrika, after kapora. Therefore the Joshua is like this. Na Acha kapora. Just like after you make the Zrika, after the Kaparas of the Korban, Pshita. And by Mila, there's no more Issa Mila anymore. Rashi says, the Pshita learn, Kiva the Nasus Mitzvosei, since you already did the Mitzvah with the Dam, and Neilambay, there's no Issa Mila on it. The Kiva left, they suit Tzalas Gavoya, Lekarina by Kotsh Hashem, since you do not need this anymore for Korban, it's not called Kotsh Hashem. So that's Pshita, after you make the Zrika with the Dam, the dam has no more a kedushas agut like it's called nasa mitzvosai. There's no issa mila. So just like the yachak kaporo ain't by mila. So Joshua is after the kaporo ain't by mila. The same thing before the kaporo. Even before you make the zrika with the dam, there's no issa mila on the dam. The Rasul Rabbi Yechon is Joshua. The other one says, Eima, why don't I say just the opposite? Eima, let's make the Joshua say like this. Eima, what am I say? Liyacha kapora klifnei kapora. That the earth is rika sedam, should have the same malocha like with nice rika sedam. They said the opposite. Ma lifnei kapora, just like before rika sedam. Yesh boi mila, there is an issa mila, lef chur ben its regular kutchim. Is as liyacha kapora, yesh boi mila. Maybe that will be a chiddush on the dam. Even though it's not the mitzvotam, even though you already made this rika with this dam, but maybe still there will be an issa mila. How do I know to say the opposite, whether there's no issa mila? Shmuel says, no, this you cannot say. is that Ein Lechodobo Shenasif Mitzvotai Omer Lembay, there's no such thing that something you did the mitzvah with it and it's still Nesanila. So it's Hikach, therefore a Korkoch, but if you sit around, you can't dash in this way, El Radi Yatnash and Ipcha the other way around. So the Gemara is true, Veloi, that Rei Truma Sadeshin, there's a Pasha of Truma Sadeshin. But even though Rashi says, B'chol Yoyim, Chayta B'machta B'torim Sadeshin, you used to take a shovel full of the deshin, and they put it in this refresh, okay, in the Mizrach side of the Kevis, could have seen the Samoy, Shom Geniza, Shom Nivla, Alma Osavano, that even if you take the shovel full of the ashes off the Mizbeach, it still has its Kedusha. And even though it's not so Mitzvah, still the Bianis Samila. Therefore, you're supposed to like bury it there. So you see, even if the Nasa Mitzvah still, it has Kedusha. So the Gemara answer is true. I'll tell you, Mishum, the Heve, Truma Tadeshin, the Big De Kuma, Shnek Suvam Abrein Ki Echad. It's actually true. In two places, the Torah says this Kiddush. That even though it's Nasa Mitzvah, you did the Mitzvah with it, still there's an Esther Mila even afterwards. Here by Truma Tadeshin, and also by the Halacha of Big De Kuna, that even after the Beker becomes ruined, it's not usable anymore, still it has its Kedusha, still there'll be an Esther Mila on it. And therefore the Klal is, the whole Shneik Suvra Boink, yet anytime there's two Tzukim saying the same Kiddush, Ein Malamdin, you cannot learn out from it. The Svar is, because if you want to, if the Kemis would be, you could learn out from here. So why does the Torah say it twice? The Torah just should have said it once. Since the Torah says it twice, it's come to teach it the second time, that Ein Malamdin. Gemara says, Honi, Chol Rabbonim Liyamri, Venichim Shom, Malamit Shetun Geniza, Stack it true. If you learn by Big Dekuna, the Pasuk says, V'nichem Shem, you should leave it there. That you're supposed to leave the Big Dekuna there, and you cannot use it anymore. That's very good. There's a second Pasuk, but Big Dekuna, that even after Nasa Mitzvah, still a Sosa Bano, still does this Amila on it. But El, therefore Snake Suvim, it's good. You can't learn out. El, the Rabbi Doisa, the Yama, Moisra Sain, Mutara Sain, the Kohen Hedya, they know. The Big Dekuna Gadol, you know, it's left over for Kohen Hed, you could use it. Obavado providing Shlo Yishtamash Ben Liyom HaKippur Acher is on Yedin. The Kohen God could not use it again for the next Yom Kippur, but still a regular Kohen could use it. Rashi says the Kohen Hed Yit La'avoid Behen B'migdush Koyim HaShashana, that they are allowed to use it. So that's in the cloud. These big decoolers going on Abo B'godim She'Kohen God Nichtas Vem L'Fnei L'Fnim Yom HaKippurim. The four big day loved one that a Kohen Gadol wears when he goes to fly off Lefnim. Shosla Stamish Boyoyit, the locker is once he uses it once, the Rabbanan say he can't use it anymore, even though it's not some mitzvah, say, still it's also about no. But yes, according to Rabbi Yisrael, he says no, Rabbi Yisrael holds, even after Yom Kippur, true, the Kohen Gadol himself cannot use it next year again, but throughout the year, a regular Kohen is allowed to use it. So there's no halacha that even though it's not some mitzvah, there still doesn't exist a mila. According to Rabbi Yisrael, you're allowed to use these begodim. So therefore, you have no second pasuk to say this chiddush that not some mitzvah, there's still this a mila. If so, there's only one pasuk by Truma Sedeshin. So who, let's turn out from Truma Sedeshin to all over. So just like by Truma Sedeshin, even though it's not some mitzvah, still a pasuk by Hanor, maybe all over the same thing? That's the most kasha, according to Rabbi. Doisa, Michael and Mema. Smur says, yes, true. Still, Mishum Nehavi, I tell you, Truma Sadeshen, the Yegla Rufa. There's also the same type of a Kiddush by Yegla Rufa. Rito does not send the Tzvot, even after the Rufa, still it's also by Noah. So therefore, still, Shneik Suma Bank Yechon, the whole Shneik Suma Bank Yechon, Eim Alamdin. Rashi says, the Yegla Rufa, the Yechsev Yorfu Shom, and the high shom is a crow, you say, Rulema, Shetahe Shom Kfurasai. Like right after the Egla roof, or right after you chop off its head, you still have to bury it there. So even though it's not some mitzvah, it's all tossed about no. So Marasov, let's see. Honey, Chalaman, the Yomain Malandit. That's Gufa Machlaikis. Even though you have two psukim, one man, the Yomain True said, it can't learn out, then it's very good. But El Laman, the Yomain Malandin, Maik Lamema. But there is a man, the Yomain, that it says, even though the Shnei psukim, still you can learn out all other places. So according to that man, the Yom, it's a kasha. Why don't I learn out that even though it's not some mitzvah, still there's an issa nila. So maybe by Dam also, just that there's Nisa Mila before Zrikas Adam, maybe there's Nisa Mila even after Zrikas Adam. The more instance I tell you, Trey Mutik Siva, there are two psukim, two mutim over here, Hocha. Hocha Siv Harufa. Here it says the word Harufa, which is Mashma Zu, Voloya Cheres Kazu. Nothing else is like this. Vosam Siv Visamai. And there it says by the Truma Tadesh, it says Visamai. Why says it? Because it should have said the word Visham. Oksiv Visamal is there, Lelacha, nothing else. How's this Kiddush? So the Kitzur by these two psukim, it says really a miut that you only have this chiddush, that even if nasa mitzvosai by the Truma Tzedesh and the Megla Rufa, it's only these two special cases that they're still in this amila. By shaking all over, by the Svarab Shuter is that Kiva Shinasa mitzvosai, once you used up, you did already what you're supposed to, there's no Matzal Kavaya, Shika the Isamila goes off. Now we're coming back to our Shaila. So what it says now, Tlosa. Let's see, why do we have to have three psukim to tell us that by dam there's no isamila? What do we need three psukim for? Lamutin amila. The more answers, lamutin amila, minoise, umitoma. That's pshat of three psukim. That's how we know the bit of our Mishnah. Again, our Mishnah said that chutz min adam, that by dam there's no isamila. By dam there's no isatoma. So yes, how do we know this from? Here's the answer. For the parasha of Mila says three times, so the extra, what do we need three psukim for? For one is to teach us that there's no if the Mila true, one is to teach us there's no if the Naisa. It's not like, but when the Pesach says Lochem, it means it's Kishachulim, like a Kachim, that there's no if the Naisa. And the same thing, Mitum, there's no if the Tumra on it. Abel Tigul Atar Kura, but the Tigul would not need a Pesach to teach us there's no if the Tigul upon Dam. It's not, because that we learned already. That kol sheyesh lo matirin bein liyodim bein lemizbeach chayavim lo mishum pigul. Anything that needs a matir in order to be used, whether it's for a person to eat it or whether it's to burn on the mizbeach, then it's chal pigul on it. But the dam, that we put dam itself to make this rikus hadam, the dam gufei matiru. Dam itself is matir itself. It's not matir. It doesn't need anything to matir it. It is a matir for something else for the bosom. But the dam itself, you have a right straight to put it on the mizbeach. So therefore, pshita, there's no ista tigul upon the dam. So the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanan, Shleisha Krisus Bishlomim Lama. How come it says three times the word Krisus by a Kor Bishlomim? Now she says, Emer Alem with the Rasechim, the Nefesh Hashetech Abosta, Nefesh Kitiga, the Chotumas Adam. In other words, it says, Reach Sukim, that if the person is Tamei, and he eats from the bottle of a Kor Mishlomim, he's Chayav Krisus. So what does it have to say it three times for? The Gemara says, Achas is Leklal, the Achas is Lefrat,